When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Loud Spot. I'm your host, Sebastian. I got Sam with me. He is on the road right now, but he is joining us on his cell phone. So we got some things to talk about. Here we go. All right, Sam.
I know. I had to pull over to just do this episode. Unfortunately, we had a cancellation, so you know we've kind of been stalling. I think we've been pretty lazy. Well,
I've been busy, man. We were gonna do it Sunday. Sunday we were lazy, yeah. And then we were gonna do it yesterday. And then I had to actually work late, and I did not feel like doing anything after that. So,
yeah. And me, I'm trying to beat the weather that is coming down here in the Ohio, the Miami Valley, AKA Cincinnati area. So I'm heading out to South Carolina for a bit. And I wanted to beat that snow that's coming in at midnight. So I had to haul my bootay down past past Lexington, Kentucky, because then it'll just be rain. It won't be snow. So, but I'll probably stop in Knoxville tonight and then head off in the morning over to South Carolina.
So what do you want to talk? I mean, I got a couple things I want to talk about. What's on your agenda?
On my agenda? I have an agenda now?
I guess.
Well, I wanted to talk a little bit about what's been going on in music news a little bit. You know, there's been reports. Of course, we have a slew of new music that's out there, and we'll get to that in just a second. But you know, some good news. Well, I don't know if it's good news. It depends on who you're asking. But some of the news that is coming out of the music world. Of course, we have Panic at the Disco calling it quits. They said no more. It looks like Brendan Urie is going to hang up the hat with Panic at the Disco. He's going to go off. Him and his wife, Sarah, have a baby on their way. So they're probably going to go around and be a dad and raise their kids so that way their kids can have kinky boots like he did. And but I personally think that this is honestly a PR stunt that's going on. And here's my thought process behind this. He's got a big upcoming tour in Europe. His last album that just came out, and I can't remember the album title, but it didn't do so well.
Right.
It didn't do so well. So if you think about it, wouldn't this be a time to say, we're going to call it quits, but then surprise, motherfuckers, in 3 years, hey, we're back, and we got this new album, and everything like that. So I think this is a PR stunt that way they can try to increase themselves.
Okay, but here's my thing is, if you say you're breaking up, you got this big European tour. First, I want to say, are they still going to do the tour? Are they breaking up after the tour?
Oh, yeah. Okay. No, they're after the tour. They're calling it Blissville after the tour.
Okay, the next thing is, though, you know, the Panic at the Disco has been around for, I don't know, what, 20 years or so now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think more than 15.
Okay. So they've been around for a while. Can a band that's been around that long really break up? Because even if you call it quits, it's not really breaking up, it's calling it quits. But eventually, I think the music that's inside of them, because they've been a band so long, they get bored. They're sitting at home, and there's guaranteed there's going to be reunion shows and more tours. They may not be making more songs per se, if it's not a publicity stunt, if it's not a PR stunt, there's probably still going to be shows that they wind up doing in the future, just maybe not in the near future after this European thing.
Well, and it depends. We don't know what their contract looks like. Maybe they've fulfilled their record label contract.
True.
And so this is a good time to just take a break. And then, of course, I know they're going to come out with new music. There's no way that they're just going to call it quits like that. And then on top of that, you know, the most famous one, Brendan, he's got all the cards. What about his other two before? Remember when he broke off and did his solo thing? And it was a very successful album. I really enjoyed it. But he's kind of leaving his two boys out in the cold there, in my opinion. So, you know, who knows what's going to go on. But I think this is a PR stunt. We will probably most likely in about 3 to 4 years, we'll see something from Panic at the Disco. And everyone will be all crazy. Oh my God, this is so great. These guys are back. You know, something along those lines.
It's crazy.
All right.
Hold on. It's crazy that you brought them up because the other day I was in the car with my daughter and Panic at the Disco came on XM. I think I forgot what channel it was, but it was like a pop station. And they were kind of more pop punk. But them and Fall Out Boy, I guess, kind of went that pop rock. And you can't blame them because they wind up making probably a shit ton more money doing it that way. But I just thought it was fun. I was like, on a pop station? Really? But I get it. Their music is more poppy now, I guess. So, all right.
Now, that leads to Fall Out Boy. Talking about Fall Out Boy. Fall Out Boy's guitarist Joe is taking a break, at least from the touring aspect of Fall Out Boy. Of course, Fall Out Boy just released one of their new songs. I forgot the name of it. It's escaping me, but they got a new song that's out right now. It's meh. It's definitely classic Fall Out Boy, but it's not the old Fall Out Boy that we come to fall in love with. It's more, you know, save rock and roll type album and stuff like that that we've seen from.
He's probably starting a band with the guy from Panic at the Disco.
No, I think what's happening is the guitarist from Panic at the Disco is probably going to come join them. That's no joke. That's what I'm thinking.
That would make sense.
But, you know, Fall Out Boy's been known to have their guitar tech fill in and play. But who knows? I hope that Fall Out Boy's and Panic at the Disco, they've been friends for so long. At least they give Panic at the Disco some jobs.
Why do you even have to announce a breakup in the first place, or like you're taking a break? Because it's like, you know, lots of bands just kind of disappear for a little bit and then come back later on. Like, you know, Godsmack, they didn't do anything for quite a while. And, well, kind of.
Right. I think this one was more personal for Joe. I think he's having some medical issues and some mental issues, I should say. Some mental issues, not medical. But basically, you know, probably the stresses of touring and, you know, waking up in a new city every day and going through that whole rigmarole of doing radio interviews and all those kind of things. You know, for some people, it doesn't really fit their mental. They like their 9 to 5, you know, every morning they wake up and at 9 o'clock they have their coffee, right? And if you mess that up, that can mess with a lot of people. So I think there's a lot more that I didn't read, but it just sounds like he just needs a little bit of break. And maybe we might see a departure for him because he's just, you know, maybe it's not for him. It's maybe for obviously Patrick and Pete and Andy and all those guys, but maybe it's not for him anymore. And I don't know how much he gets paid. Right. I really don't. I don't know how much he contributes in the studio room. And if it ain't just Patrick and Pete going, no, you're going to play this monkey, play this, you know, or something along those lines. We don't know what goes on behind closed doors. And I can tell you being around band, there's always one or two guys that write the song.
Yep.
And everyone for the most part, will probably get told how to play their part. Now, Joe's a very successful guitarist, so I'm pretty sure he adds his flavor to an album. But, you know, what if he's just not feeling creative anymore? Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a bunch of stuff that's going on.
That could happen in a writer's block, or dude, people just get like, even the podcast, you know, we always take that month off in December because after doing so many shows throughout the year, you kind of want a break because you don't want to burn yourself out. And
right,
these bands doing this for so long, you know, they get burnt out, man. I don't care how good you are or how creative you are. Eventually you're going to get burned out and not want to do it anymore. It's just like, people don't realize it's just like any other job. I mean, it's not because you're rock stars.
Except they're not getting paid as much.
Right. But when it comes down to it, this is their job. This is their career. And you may love your career, but even then, you're still going to be tired of the grind all the time. It's just going to happen naturally, especially the older you get. These guys did this, started probably in their 20s. They're probably in their late 30s, early 40s now. I don't know how old they are, but I would assume maybe in their 40s. And
yeah, I think they're in their late 30s.
So, you know, that same drive you had when you were a kid and that as much, you know, adrenaline and testosterone you had just kind of goes down and you just kind of get tired of it sometimes.
Yep. All right. So that also leads us to some new stuff coming out of Miley Cyrus camp. As you know, she's just recently released one of her songs.
I did not know that because I don't pay attention. Flower. I don't pay attention to her.
I know. You don't pay attention to anybody. So she released a new song called Flowers. And of course, the PR spin machine that I'm pretty sure her people have put on top of it is definitely throwing Liam, her ex-husband, underneath the bus because the song has a lot of references to it.
I didn't know she was married. I had no clue.
Sebastian, you need to get with the program.
Just I don't like Miley. I don't listen to the pop stations. Like, I don't pay attention to freaking E! Entertainment news. You know what I'm saying? But you do. That's why we have you, though.
That's right. That's because I read. You don't read. I read what comes across my feeds, and I take a listen to it. But that's okay. That's why we love you. But yeah, so she is definitely giving some throwing some shade Liam's way via the PR machine. And nothing's really come out of her mouth per se, but her PR machine, whoever that is, has made references to this, you know, this. Of course, there's also reference to Bruno Mars, which a lot of some of the lyrics have a lot of Bruno Mars, you know, Buy You Flowers, uh-huh. Hold Your Hand. That song, When I Was Your Man. That's right. When I Was Your Man. That's the song. So, you know, we got that going on. And then last but not least, so we don't bore everyone in because there's a lot going on. But Sworn In and Attila and I forget which magazine it's from.
How many Attilas are there?
ERP.
There's a band called Attila, but you had a friend named Attila who lived in LA. So I'm confused about all these Attilas.
Well, let me get to the story though first.
Okay.
So Sworn In and Attila, I think they were on a podcast of some kind, or they were on some kind of group thing, or were known to talk about this, but they were talking about how much money they've lost in the music industry being a small band and not being, you know, one of these major bands like a Miley Cyrus or anything like that. And it's pretty sad to hear that, that, you know, bands lose a lot of money for various reasons. It could be everything from how much money overspending on maybe recording, overspending on music videos, And not to mention all the shady characters that are in this industry that usually steal from these bands.
Yeah, it's sad.
They're trusted they're trusted as a manager. They're trusted as someone to deal with their finances. And then comes up, you know, money's probably missing. Now, of course, we know Chris from Attila, or Franz, everyone, or wherever, how you say his name. He probably has spent a lot of money on probably inappropriate things, I'm going to say. But it's pretty sad that because I look at something and when I look at bands and stuff like that, it's like when you start out, you should have a budget. You should stay with the budget and anything you profit. But they're talking about like there's times where they've come back on tour. They've come back on a successful tour. And after they deducted, you know, cost and everything like that, band members are walking away with like $400. That's God, it. $400. And could you imagine being gone from your work, from your bread and butter, and you have a family, and then and to do this wonderful tour. You have a great time. And then when you get back, it's time to divvy up the profits, and there's only $400 in profit.
That would suck, man. That would really, really suck.
Yeah. So
that's why I'm not in a band. That's why I don't do bands. That's why I have a podcast.
Well, I think you're not in a band because, well, let's face it, you're a mediocre drummer at best.
Yeah, I actually agree with that.
So that's what's going on in the news and the music news world. And like I said, that was actually the first thing that I read this week, and it's sad. And that, but I will add to that, and I say here's one of the problems I think a lot of people don't really understand is, you know, we've gotten rid of the record labels. The record labels don't do what they do anymore because the power's been to the people and technology. It's easy to stream. It's easy to get music very easily. The album sell is gone. And because of the album sell that is gone, the record labels are kind of, you know, wilting away a little bit. But they're still there. They're still there. Right. And they still are a big benefactor at pushing talent that they think or they feel, deserves recognition, and obviously have big sellout arenas, big sellout stadiums, stuff like that. But here's my thing. There's too much dang competition. That's the problem. There are too many bands that sound similar to each other. That's
not going to go away. That's not going to go away either. Hey, before, no. Let's continue this conversation. We have hit the 16-minute mark. Let's play. We do want to play this new Hardy song that I did not know he came out with. Sam had mentioned it to me, and I like Hardy anyways. What's the name of the song again? It's a Mockingbird something?
The Mockingbird and the Crow.
All right. I'm not going to mute you, Sam, so just don't say anything.
All right.
Here we go.
I grew up in a little town named after another. Catching bass and cutting grass is how I spent my summers. I know it sounds cliche, but it's how I was raised. And I got my first guitar from a pawn shop off of Poplar. Picked up Sweet Home Alabama and Smoke on the Water. And that's what got me out. It's crazy thinking now. I'm a mockingbird, singing songs that sound like other songs you've heard. Like Friday nights and headlights on some backroom red dirt. Now Mississippi's home. I've always been a mockingbird, but now I'm a mockingbird with a microphone. A contract down on 16th Avenue, writing songs for anyone about anything I knew. And I've come a long, long way, but one thing hasn't changed. I'm a mockingbird, singing songs that sound like other songs you've heard. Like Friday nights and headlights on some backroom red dirt. Now Mississippi's home. I've always been a mockingbird, but now I'm a mockingbird with a microphone. Mockingbird with a microphone. Ooh, with a microphone. With a microphone. With a microphone. Do this, do that, that shirt, this hat. Don't forget to smile, kiss the ring once in a while. Don't say those words, put down your finger, throw in a slow love song or two. Well, fuck that, I'll say fuck you, cause the way I sing may not be
That's pretty good, man.
I think so.
Yeah, you know what? There was a little tiny spot in there, just maybe like a few seconds long. Reminded me of Kid Rock just a little bit. The way,
yeah, it did. It's when he kind of upped it with his rap rock style. I felt the same thing. I was like, man, this sounds like Kid Rock right there.
Yeah, he did just a little bit. I do want to mention before you go on some other things. I do want to mention that the podcast we are having the month of February is booked with a lot of less bands. We do have Nonpoint coming on and some other, I think a couple other bands, but we also have some kind of Hollywood celebrity type people like Larry Hankin. We got him booked. We're still working on Bruce Valanche. We have a Titanic historian guy. We have, I don't know, the show's kind of, it's, you know, I get pulled in different directions and I kind of think it's diversifying what we do. And it's also, you know, I'm excited and it's interesting where the show's going to go.
Yeah. Well, the biggest thing is we can interview bands every weekend and airing them every Monday and Wednesday. But the biggest thing is we're also trying to find a good story. We want you guys, the listener, to listen to stories from different avenues that you might not listen to, like you know, what Larry Hankin's been up to. How come we haven't seen him in a movie in a while, or you know, something like that, or just maybe like the Titanic guy, more information about the Titanic. Maybe not only did you like the movie, the Titanic, which I'm sure he was a part of in some way, shape, or form. If he wasn't, I'm pretty sure he's going to talk about that.
Yeah, I think so. I don't think he was a part of it, but he does throw these huge conventions, like in Vegas, at the Luxor, I believe. He's throwing this convention. He's trying to get some of the people from the Titanic original movie to the convention. We're going to talk about that. He's also written books.
Written several books, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, I think he's coming. I don't know if he's coming. I know he's written one. Dude, like, it's like all these people that are coming on the show. I kind of got hooked up with this guy who manages some of these people. And almost everyone he's putting on the show has a book. And so I'm buying these books and I'm reading them to get to know more about the people. So it's really, really interesting. And it's going to be, you know, February should be a really fun month and also a growing month, I think, for the show.
Yeah, that's right. You know, we got everything from TikTok influencers.
That's right.
To actors, to
Nonpoint.
To people who Nonpoint. Keep pointing out. And we still got more to come, guys. We're booking it, but we're also trying not to book too far in advance like we were before. We were booking 3-4 months in advance. And
people cancel, and they forget.
Yep, people cancel and they forget, and we don't necessarily want that. And then of course we want to leave, of course, a little bit of room space after, you know, people are trying to get PR and trying to get things. People want to focus on what they got going on. We don't want to get too far down the road where the next available slot we can book them is like, you know, the next quarter, 3-4 months later, and they're trying to push their book or they're trying to bring awareness to maybe a topic of discussion. So it'll be interesting. That's definitely for sure. And of course, guys, if you guys know people with a great story, good, bad, ugly, email us at theloudspot@gmail.com or sam@theloudspot.net, whichever you guys want to go to. Theloudspot@gmail.com is probably the easiest. I see it. Sebastian sees it. Those kind of things. And we'll take a look at it. If it's something interesting, we want this podcast. Of course, it's focused on music. That's where our core is. But I'm sure people don't want to hear us talk to bands left and right all the time.
Yeah, you know, it gets, I think, more of an interesting conversation piece. Is not just the bands. You know, that's how we started. That's what we've always done. But we've always kind of mixed other things in there. But you know, I think that doing these types of things that only helps me grow as a podcaster, but it's also just, it's something different we're bringing to our audience, and it's almost a different platform. So I'm going to test myself, because I might fucking suck at it, dude. I might be really horrible at talking to people that aren't just bands. We don't know. Let's talk about Rockin' Pod also.
Yes. So we got Rockin' Pod coming up March 18th and 19th
yes.
in Nashville, Tennessee. I think the 18th is the actual convention, whereas the 17th and the 19th are the 20th. Intro and the outro.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we got Rockin' Pod. It'll be held over at the fairgrounds in Nashville, if I'm not mistaken. So, guys, if you're in the Nashville area or you want to come by and say hi or maybe you have a story, bring someone with you. If they got a great story, we'll interview them right there on the spot.
We got better equipment now, too, to be able to do that.
Yeah, that's right.
Right.
So hopefully we can get Jared Weeks back on if he's in the vicinity. And of course, we're going to be reaching out here pretty shortly to other Nashville locals that may not be attending Rockin' Pod, but we can see if we can catch up with them somewhere. I'm sure Sebastian will be more than happy to on a Friday drinking night drive over to some crazy bar and interview somebody. Crazy
I will
or something
Uber
like that.
It. Dude, you know what we need? We need to get a...
That's right. That's right. We wouldn't drive. We would Uber. Okay.
We need to get a camera. We need to, you know, we need a microphone. We can go out like I did on the Louder from the Streets thing. If you haven't watched my YouTube channel. Yeah. That's going to be awesome. Dude. That's going to be so awesome. I'll edit it to make sure it's awesome. Even if it's not awesome.
yourself look good.
I'm not bad at that. And then we're also looking for sponsors on our YouTube channel. We like to say, you know, which we did not do that in this one, but that's okay. This is actually just going to be on audio for our audio listeners, but we are currently looking for sponsors to sponsor our YouTube channel and our shows when we air them.
That's right. These things cost money, you know, from all the programs that we use and stuff like that. And, you know, Sebastian's beer fund is getting a little low, so we got to make sure.
I need more beer.
We got to keep them liquored up. No, just kidding. But yeah, we want to hear from you guys and leave us comments if wherever you listen us to, whether you listen to us in the audio form, whatever platform you listen to it. If there's a follow, a like, a comment, put something there. Let us know so we can find it. Or if you're on our YouTube page, hit the subscribe button and the notifications so we don't have to keep bugging you to remind you, hey, there's a new thing out. Watch it. Don't watch it. We don't care. All these things are free, but because they're free for you, doesn't mean they're free for us.
Yeah.
We have to pay.
Yeah.
So,
and then we've upped our equipment. It's crazy, man. I got some things I want to talk about, but we can do that on another episode. I want to get real with some people on some different topics, but we are at the 30-minute mark. So in order to make people that play our show on the radio stations happy, we will end the show right around now.
All right. Say goodbye, Sebastian.
All right, Sam, please stay right there. That's all the time we got. Please subscribe to our YouTube channel. Check us out on all podcasting platforms. And thanks for listening. And download our app. We got an app. Come on, just download it. Just go on iOS or Android, Apple, Android. Type in the Loud Spot. You'll find it. All right, guys. Peace out. Rock on. And much love.
This is the Loud Spot outro by Nothing Short of Tragic.
Is this all talk with no action?
No.
Is this my thoughts with distraction?
No.
Is this what I bought that's in fashion? Or is this the Loud Spot with Sebastian?
Yes.
Does Nothing Short of Tragic have his back again?
Yes.
Everything that's good really has to end. A pimp host has a pimp show. So to get more episodes, make an order. This is over.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any fantasy points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that fantasy points has to offer. That's fantasypoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. Fantasypoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.